This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, First Community Credit Union vs. Samuel Rowley, Cheryl A. Rowley, Appellants, and Archdiocese of St. Louis Respondent. Decided February 25th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. First Community Credit Union, Num 81-2630, vs. Samuel Rowley, Cheryl A., Appeal from the Circuit Court, Rowley, of St. Charles County. Cause number 2211, CC00814, Appellants. Honorable Deborah J. Alessi and Archdiocese of St. Louis, Respondent. Filed February 25th, 2025. Introduction, Samuel Rowley and Cheryl Rowley, collectively the Rowleys, appeal the trial court's summary judgment, determining that a durable power of attorney, DPOA, executed by Thomas L. Nicastro, Nicastro, did not explicitly authorize the Rowleys to designate themselves as payable on death, POD, beneficiaries of Nicastro's financial accounts held at First Community Credit Union, First Community. Because DPOAs are strictly construed to prevent self-dealing by a fiduciary, and given the particular language of the DPOA here, lacking any mention of Nicastro's bank accounts or explicitly authorizing the two Rowleys to change the POD beneficiary designations of such accounts to themselves, we affirm. Background: Nicastro died on May 7, 2022. At the time of his death, he held four financial accounts at First Community, the accounts, with balances totaling $256,530.58. Nearly a year prior to his death, on July 28, 2021, Nicastro had designated the Archdiocese of St. Louis, Archdiocese, as the sole POD beneficiary of the accounts. 2 days prior to Nicastro's death, on May 5, 2022, Cheryl Rowley presented a change of beneficiary form to First Community to designate herself and her husband, Samuel Rowley, as the POD beneficiaries of the accounts. She also presented the DPOA at issue here, which had been executed the previous day, May 4, 2022, and purported to appoint the Rowleys as Nicastro's agents, or attorneys, in fact. The DPOA contained a provision authorizing the Rowleys to change beneficiary designations, as well as the following. My agents, Cheryl A. Rowley and Samuel Rowley, may use my property to benefit them, the agents. First Community denied the change of beneficiary, uncertain that this language entitled the Rowleys to change the beneficiary designation on the accounts to themselves. First Community filed an interpleader action in the trial court on September 6, 2022, naming the Rowleys and the Archdiocese as defendants and asking the court to determine the rightful ownership of the proceeds of the accounts. First Community deposited the balance of the accounts into the court's registry and was subsequently dismissed from the cause of action. 3. The Archdiocese moved for summary judgment, arguing that the DPOA failed to expressly authorize the Rowleys to change the POD beneficiaries on the accounts, and as such, the Rowleys are prohibited from doing so under Missouri's Durable Power of Attorney Act, Section 404-700-ITSEQ. Once the trial court agreed and granted summary judgment in favor of the Archdiocese, ordering the entirety of the proceeds within the court's registry to be paid to the Archdiocese. This appeal follows. Discussion. The Rowleys raise one point on appeal, arguing that the trial court erred in granting summary judgment in favor of the Archdiocese because the DPOA granted the Rowleys the power to change beneficiary designations and to use Nicastro's property for their benefit. Thus, it permitted the Rowleys to designate themselves as POD beneficiaries of the accounts. We address the Rowleys' point on appeal after considering a threshold matter raised by the Archdiocese. The Archdiocese filed a motion to strike the Rowleys' brief and dismiss the appeal, or in the alternative, to strike portions of the legal file submitted by the Rowleys. Regarding the Rowleys' brief, the Archdiocese argues in part that the Rowleys failed to recite the material facts established by the summary judgment record, and as such, violated Rule 84.044C's briefing requirements. The Rowleys' statement of facts indeed does not fully identify the material facts. Further, the brief impermissibly recites facts that were outside the summary judgment record, both because the trial court held as a matter of law that extrinsic evidence surrounding the DPOA was not permitted, and because the trial court struck the Rowleys' affidavits containing such facts because they were not properly